Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. I want to do 10 waiver minutes here for you for your Wednesday, just to get you prepped for any waiver claims that you might need to make. So 10 minutes or less here on the show. Some thoughts on quarterback position. Cooper Rush, I think maybe 15-25%. I think it's dependent on, obviously that's in Superflex 2 QB. I do think it matters. If you do have a need, this one can be a little contingent on that fact, right? So in places where I have Dak Prescott, where I have a need for him, I need a starting quarterback now that I've lost Dak Prescott, 20 to 30%, somewhere in that range, I'm fine doing. Chad and I talked about it on the Football Guys show, some sort of price enforcing bid, I think, is appropriate if you don't, somewhere 10 to 20%, something like that. I'm not a huge person that holds on to waiver wires for one big bid. So I think spending them in bits and chunks of, you know, 1 to 2 to 10 to 12, 15, you know, that type of stuff throughout the season, I personally think that's like a better bet, because trying to make one big bet on a situation, especially in 28 man, like the odds you actually save your money, wait for someone, and they produce for you, it's pretty low. So I like these sort of incremental bets. So I'd be in on Cooper Rush, sort of in that vein. Flacco, probably not available in your safe leagues, but might be available in a narrower format. I'm avoiding him in start one, but he threw it 59 times, 5.2 yards per attempt. So not great there, but available. Maybe in some shallower leagues, super flex leagues in particular. Low bids too, I would maybe 5 to 10%, something like that. I do think Zach Wilson should come back and should start. Some veteran backups just to keep in mind, you know, if you're thinking, you know, if you're cutting, Darrell Williams, or you're cutting someone that's sort of on the back end of your roster, you know, you're putting Ty Montgomery on IR, something like that, and you need a spot of someone that doesn't fit in here. Keenum, Bridgewater, Tyrod, Garoppolo is probably already rostered. Tyler Huntley, Andy Dalton, Gardner Minshew, those are sort of my priority backups. Deeper leagues, Colt McCoy, Nick Foles, Chad Henne, Chase Daniel, those are like 35, 40 man roster guys I'm interested in. Younger stashes, these guys are probably all rostered. Ritter, Howell, Love, and Matt Corral are just some names I'm sort of monitoring as deeper, younger stashes that in our most of our depth leagues, 25 plus beyond, they're already rostered. But if for some reason they get caught or something, I think they bear a monitor on your waiver wire. Some guys moving up this week, and these are just some thoughts that I have of guys that have 50% or more availability on MFL. Rex Burkhead was a starter in week one, 19 touches to 12 for Damian Pierce. Jalen Warren, Najee Harris is banged up. Looks like he's going to be okay, but Jalen Warren playing the injury away role there, 67% available. Jordan Mason, 81% available. Played ahead of TDP this week. Jeff Wilson's the primary backup. He's available in 46% of leagues. I'm guessing those aren't our leagues, but that's worth a mention as well. Ty Montgomery went on IR, so you can take him off of your list of potential waiver wire guys. Dontrell Hilliard, he's available in some leagues as an injury way guy. I'm not buying the he's going to have two touchdowns per week type of role for him, but I do think he is a guy that is available out there in some leagues that you should collect up some shares. Same with Zach Moss, played in the backfield ahead of James Cook. Some other backups that have 50%+ availability if you're moving on from guys like maybe Darrell Williams, Benny Snell, some of these other guys that have injury away, or that had injury away sort of holdover status, maybe a guy like Miles Gaskin, something like that. Deonta Foreman, Eno Benjamin, Samaje Perine actually having a pretty decent receiving game role, which is just odd considering he was the thumper to Mixon's receiving game role at Oklahoma, and now that has switched for a guy that is like 240 pounds. It's just an incredible arc of his career. Breida as well, 73% available. Again, that's probably less or so in the leagues that we play in, but I think an indication that he is available, and I actually saw him available in a couple of my leagues where I was like kind of debating between guys that I wasn't sure about. He didn't make the cut. He's going to make the cut this week in that league. Donovan Peoples-Jones, this is the big headliner, 11 targets, 6 catches, 60 yards. He and Amari Cooper are the clear top two in the receiving core there. Hey, if maybe he progresses and a guy you know, in an offense that could sort of just putter along until Watson comes back. Like, he's a guy that down the stretch could see a very different range of outcomes for his future. So interested him there. Kyle Phillips played 46% of the snaps for Tennessee ahead of Treylon Burks and led the team in receiving. Nick Aquino-Westbrook played in front of him. Like, I think Phillips should earn some of those targets as well. So we'll see how that ultimately unfolds, but did a really good job with his usage. And they actually graded ahead of the Bills in PFF's offensive grades this week. So I do think like this team maybe is a little bit better and more efficient offensively than maybe we gave them credit for. Noah Brown, available in 90% of leagues. Nine targets this week, cashed in for 68 yards on 39 routes. He played ahead of an inactive Jalen Tolbert, day two pick there. So that's a notable spot. Again, is this offense good? How generous are you on good? Probably not, but he's going to be a player that I think can really sort of consolidate a number two role. If you need a guy, he's a guy. One of my favorites this week is actually Zay Jones. I doubt he's available in a ton of leagues, but targeted nine times with an expectation of 1.5 touchdowns and he got zero. It's a potentially lucrative role in this offense. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to seeing him. Maybe he sort of takes over that Marvin Jones role. DeAndre Carter, looks like Keenan Allen's going to miss a week here with a soft tissue injury. Thursday night, quick turnaround if you need to stream a guy. DeAndre Carter makes some sense there. He played basically all the snaps when Keenan Allen was out. Greg Dortch leading Arizona in receiving. Seven catches, 63 yards with Rondale Moore out. I don't think it's a long-term solution, but if Rondale Moore is looking like he's going to miss more time here, maybe Greg Dortch is a guy that you consider. Tight end, there are some solutions out there. Incredibly, Juwan Johnson, 74% of snaps ahead of Adam Trautman, but... And I think this is key. 32 routes for Johnson, four for Trautman. Just a massive smash of receiving opportunity there for Juwan Johnson. So excited about that. Tyler Conklin, well ahead of CJ Uzama in the Jets' passing game priority at the tight end position. So excited about that. Johnny Munt playing over Irv Smith. So deeper two tight end leagues or two PPR or something like that that's really deep. Johnny Munt's a guy I think you should be interested in there. And O.J. Howard's available. Probably not in a ton of dynasty leagues, I wouldn't imagine, but he cashed in just an incredible O.J. Howard performance. Third most snaps in the Houston offense for the tight ends. Cashed in six routes to the tune of two targets and two touchdowns. He's going to get more waiver buzz probably than he warrants if he's available in your league. So I'd be much more interested in a guy like Juwan Johnson, honestly, because I think his production, like that's sustainable usage-wise anyways, where I think what O.J. Howard did was more fluky. So, all right, well, that'll do it. Again, I'd like to get you this as kind of hammer this real quick, sort of get it to you so when you're setting waivers and whatnot, you have it for your Wednesday. That'll do it for this edition. Till next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.